Hi, this is Nathan East, hanging with the Teddy Bear on LOTL Radio, The Zone. Not like me to fall so deep.
Lord have mercy. Had to take it back again. Howard Hewitt. Once, twice, three times. And in the zone of LOTO Radio. I've always felt what separates a true artist from just other people that attempt to make music is someone who can transform things for the better. Taking the music to another level. No boundaries. Having the ability to challenge themselves. And the person that epitomizes this, Lord have mercy, the very captivating John Sebastian. New album, The Alchemist. It's been a minute. It's been actually about 3 years since the last time she's been on the zone. So on behalf of myself with Teddy Bear and LOTL The Zone, it is my pleasure to welcome the incredibly talented Jana Sebastian, my queen. How have you been doing?
Oh, hello. Hi. I'm doing great. Thank you. I'm just in London. You know, there's so much going on at the moment. How are you?
I'm doing fine. It has been a long time, busy lady, a long time.
Yeah, it's been such a long time. And we've had so many great conversations in the past. I always enjoy being on your show.
Well, thank you so much, and congratulations on a wonderful new album.
Thank you so much as well. You know, the album actually, you know, is there to inspire people, and I hope that it really inspires you in some way, because I'm trying to give some light and some positive energy to the world with the whole idea of the alchemist as the creative person and the creativity within all of us. You know, within you, within me, within everybody out there who can see the and create their own life and their own path.
Without question. What surprises me more than anything else is that you actually found the time to get in the studio and create an album. I mean, you were so busy with modeling and also being a mom. I mean, how did you find the time to just sit down and say, you know what, I'm going to focus my energy on working on a new album?
Oh, yes, it's quite, I would say it's quite challenging, but at the same time, it's great to challenge yourself sometimes because you can take yourself to the next level by working really hard in attaining your goals and your dreams. So for me, it was mainly just trying to balance everything based on one thing that I usually follow is intuition and feeling what's right and what's wrong. To do at this moment in time. I don't follow the formula. I just think of the way how I can organize my life, where I can look after my child full-time as a mother at the same time as working full-time. And working every day, 24 hours, there's no such thing as just working a certain time. It's as long as it takes and as hard as it takes. And working out in the gym and eating healthy and keeping my eyes and on the passion and keeping my the side. Basically, it's about having the purpose in your life that you always have the side on and keeping in line with that purpose and always reminding yourself, okay, this is the next step that I want to take and this is what it will take me to do. So it's about passion and love for what I do.
Without question. The last time I had you on the show, you always expressed how positive energy means so much to you when you're making music. For you, we're dealing with so many things that are taking place in our society today. And I know a lot of times it's very challenging to focus on the positive. How important is it to you to be able to find the positive energy and put that out there in the atmosphere for other people to kind of feed off your music?
Yes, it's very important for me. I think that everything starts from the power of your mind, and everything starts from the power of the thought. Then once your thinking is in the right place, and you know the strategy to create something, then situations and your life and people, the right people will come into your life and everything will happen at the right time. So it's about empowering and inspiring people because, for example, yes, we can create laws. Yes, we can work on setting certain rules for the society. But unless people's heads and people's minds are in the right place, it's not going to really change anything. You know, for example, if there is, if you tell people not to steal or not to act in a negative way towards other people just because they're going to get punished or something, there's a lot of people that will still do it, you know. But there is another way that people can understand that actually walking on the positive side of things and empowering each other can help everyone. It's about having positive energy, definitely. And anytime there is some kind of challenge, there are two ways to look at it. And one way can be to react to it and be reactionary and respond with negativity. That way, negativity will grow. And the second way is to transform it into a positive way. So any challenge can be transformed in that sense. And that way we can also transform each other and people around us. So for me, it's very important. I believe that artists in the society have this role, probably more so than even politicians or lawmakers in that sense, that it can really touch people's souls and people's minds on a much deeper level, and it can get music and art can get people of different religions and different backgrounds ethnically and you know, even financially in the same room and get people talking to each other. So you know, many other aspects of our society can create division, but music and art is there to unite us. So as artists, it's actually our goal and our responsibility in some way to try and raise people's consciousness and the vibration higher, so that every person, even the, you know, just every person can be, even the one that is really busy just working and going to work and doing whatever they're doing, but even they can be uplifted higher with melodies, with the right words, with the right example that we can set.
Without question, music has that capability of doing that. But I've also felt too with you, is be more specific towards you, you've experienced so much in your life. I think, just from my personal opinion, it has made you a stronger person, and it's given you a different outlook on life where you say, you know what, if I can overcome the obstacles that I've been through, you should be able to do the same way too. And I'm going to put this music out here in the atmosphere where it's going to bring a positive vibe to let you know that you can accomplish so much. What have you learned from your journey in life and how it could help you in your music?
Yes, I believe like what doesn't kill us makes us stronger. So what we can take away from every challenge in a way of it as being a lesson rather than hardship, and go through it in a way that, okay, if I learn something from it, I'm still going to take away something, and I'm going to reconstruct myself and rebuild myself on another level every single time. So so my music, I hope it reflects that in some way. And the album is actually, the album is foundation to my vision and to my view of life in that sense. There's going to be other albums to come. So it's about actually the story of us as humans going through this kind of transformation, through these challenges. With my music, you know, it reflects my experiences. I'm all about actually trying to be the victor rather than the victim in everything. Be the creator, you know, of something better than it was before. At the same time, it doesn't mean that you have to be perfect. No, it means you're human. It means you're going through trials and tribulations and different ups and downs in life. But you still can and do your best to overcome them and continue with the journey. So that's why The Alchemist and pretty much all of my music contain different elements of it. You know, if there's love, it also talks about, oh, there's situations when somebody can hate you, you know, or this is how you deal with it. If there is peace, you know, like we can talk about war as well, you know, and how we can deal with that. So it's always about actually the duality of our world, which is the reality of it. We can't have, like, being positive in my view, it's not about pretending that everything is great and everything is perfect, but it's actually acknowledging that there's different sides of life and on Earth. There's different lessons that we can learn. They can be of different shades. And being positive means accepting them and learning how to deal with them and then still remaining true to yourself. So no matter where you end up, no matter what you go through, you can still remember, like, the main, like, morality about life, okay? Like, this is what you, like, even if you feel really low or even if you're at the bottom, that doesn't mean that it gives somebody a license to all of a sudden not be a decent human being. You can still continue, you know, staying true to yourself and not losing your identity and who you are. And the same thing when you're on top, it's very easy to lose sight of who you are because, say, for example, money and success and sometimes fame, especially fame actually can get people's vision clouded. So in every situation, whether down or up, it's about making that true connection with yourself as a human and with other humans as well, with other people around us, and remembering that, you know, we all share a different story. And again, another thing is, like, I think the whole notion of success is not always, you know, there's too much emphasis on success being aligned with how much money somebody makes. But in my opinion, success is a very personal thing. So for everybody, for every person out there, success could mean different things. Somebody could mean being together with their loved one. For another person could be being recognized, you know, as an artist. For another person, it's being a doctor who saves lives. And this is what success is about. It's not about how much money somebody makes. It's about, and also where you started and where you are right now, what's your journey, because everybody has a different start. And this is what one of my songs actually talks about, you know. I'm touching on the situation, like, with people who are displaced, like refugees, and one of my songs I'm thinking, like, that it's people who have a different start. It means that in our world, some people are born poor, some people are born rich, some people are born within the society that doesn't accept them because of their skin color or their position, you know, or some other prejudices and stereotypes. But that doesn't mean that it makes them, you know, invaluable. Their life is equally valuable to everyone else's life. And it's about learning that, you know, for other people to respect that, that human life and human soul is very, very, you know, valuable and important as it is, more than any materialistic thing.
Without
so that's
question.
That's what I do through my life, my music, yeah.
Well, it definitely resonates through the entire album. And I've had an opportunity to listen to Fearless and also look at the video. And I'm going to tell you something. That song in general, it epitomizes who you are as an artist. And I want you to tell the listeners out there, what does Fearless mean to Johnna Sebastian?
Fearless means that in a world where there's a lot of division and a lot of talk and of opposing forces, so to speak, there's a lot of controversy, but sometimes it's actually, it means to be fearless, to really dig deep and find out the truth rather than get lost in all of this war and peace type of situation with other people in this world that we're living in right now. Being fearless means really searching for the truth and really having no fear to speak out and stand up for people. And it means that even if there is any confusion in terms of views, you know, opinions and things that are being said on the news, on TV. There is still, actually right now, it means being fearless to still just be human, you know, and sometimes help out a person who could represent a different political party, you know, but if they are in need, you know, sometimes it can be even fearless to really actually just treat them as a human and vice versa. And another thing is, I mean, just generally, I feel like the whole industry, the entertainment industry is quite dark in many levels, you know, in terms of energy. And actually, it is about being fearless to really take the route where you are not trying to do, like, compromising things to succeed and to achieve things as an artist, but actually work hard and stand up for your rights and for other people's rights as well, and stand up for what you believe in. Not compromise yourself. There's too much compromising going on in the industry, where it's literally you have to almost give up on yourself in order to achieve certain heights. You might have to do certain things that are going to make you lose your dignity and respect for yourself, and that's the main thing. Like, it's about saying no to certain things and keep on going and keep on pushing and keep on staying true to yourself and remembering your identity. When somebody in the industry says, oh, in order to succeed, you need to write songs about these kind of things and you're going to make money. To be fearless means, no, but that doesn't speak to me, and that's not the message I want to actually tell the people. This is what I want to say. So being fearless means actually going forward with that. I mean, fearless just in general, that's my whole attitude. You know, where in life I've had to stand up for certain people where everybody else was passing by, and because they didn't want their, like, interference within into their lives in some way. And I stood up. I didn't care that potentially I could risk some kind of, like people resisting me in other ways. But if it was right, if it was about helping someone overcome their hardship, I would still do that. Because that's, at the end of the day, that's what it's about. So fearless, it's on many levels. I hope that it can give this message that right now we need to be fearless to actually remember that we're humans, you know, in all the confusion that's going on. Wherever we are in the world, whatever is going on.
Without question. Well, without further ado, let's get into it. Of course, the latest from the incredible Johnna Sebastian from her new album, The Alchemist, with Fearless, in the zone of LOTL Radio.
Thank you.
on this, available at johnsebastian.com. And also make sure you follow and support this incredible artist at John Sebastian at Twitter and also at Instagram. Black Queen, I am still waiting for you to come here to the States and perform. When can we expect you to come out and perform out here in the States?
Yes, in terms of performing
in
the States?
Yes.
I do plan to come and definitely do a tour in the States. I hope to come there next year and actually perform the material from my album, The Alchemist, and also some new songs as well, because I'm working on some new music as well at the same time, as always. So I really, really look forward, and I actually do want to visit quite a few cities in the States. Also, there's another thing that I'm working on the art exhibition at the moment with the artist Aino Tinogalia, and he did the cover art for my album, The Alchemist. So he drew that, and that's the portrait that he did. And we are going to take the exhibition, which is art and music, everywhere around the world, including the States, definitely. So there's a few things. So definitely music. I'm going to come to perform and also bring the exhibition over there.
Well, hopefully it'll take place very soon. I've been waiting almost, 3 years for you to come here to the United States, my goodness. But I just wanted to let you know, from me to you, I have the utmost respect for your talent. I am so proud of you for your perseverance and just doing things your way, because I look at it very challenging being an independent artist. But the great thing about being an independent artist is that you have the freedom to do the things that you want to do. Life definitely imitates art, and you've gotten even more captivating than ever. Thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you so much for having me as well. And all about, you know, independence and being an independent artist. But also, a student, actually, I do create movement with it. So I am working with loads of other artists as well under the umbrella of my studio, but we are independent in a sense of the corporate way of dealing with the entertainment and the music industry. So I'm working with different artists, but it's based on talent rather than trying to make like quick buck or something, you know. I'm working with them based on what we can create and how we can inspire people on different levels. So I'm working with a jewelry designer, Bibla of Glasgow. She is a part of my vision music, and she created looks for my music videos, like actually the headpiece and the shoulder piece that I'm wearing in Fearless music video is done by her. And I did the Opulent Queen collection, Creative Fashion Story, which was my collaboration. As an independent artist, that's the thing that you can do. You can just come up with really different kind of ways of collaborating with people. You don't have to follow a formula. So I created this concept of a poetic fashion story, where I wrote 13 verses to go with every picture in a photo shoot with the designer. So it's a poetry meets fashion meets modeling meets music as well, because one of the songs on the album was written inspired by the Opulent Queen. The song is called Queen of Art. So there's many ways to transform yourself and as an artist and collaborate with people. So, thank you so much for having me on the show today. And I really enjoyed talking to you, as always. And thank you for supporting me. Thank you for supporting me as an artist, John Sebastian, and, you know, my music, my studio, Multivision Music. And I hope to come to the States very soon. And, we can create something amazing there.
Absolutely. You know, it's always a pleasure. Whatever you need, you know, never hesitate to let me know. And remember, listeners, be sure to purchase the new album. The Alchemist is available at Jana's official website. That's at janasebastian.com. My love, thank you so much. Have a wonderful evening. God bless, and hopefully I'll speak to you real soon.
Thank you so much, and I really appreciate you having me on the show. Thank you so much. And let's stay in touch and stay connected. Truly connected, yeah?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay. Blessings to you.
Same to you too, my love. The incredible Jenna Sebastian in the zone of LOTO Radio. My goodness. Well, I got you here. Let's get lost in some more. Jenna Sebastian, of course, one of her many hit singles from the new album, The Alchemist, with Aftermath. In the zone of LOTO Radio.
It's a burning day, I'm a trendsetter. You told me that without you, I cannot do better. When it's not your way, you resort to name calling. Locating, it's the reason you'll call. You've been using other people to deny me. Never had the courage not to fight behind the line. Bravery, privilege, a strong mind.
Let something like this.
Long before money, long before show.
But I never, never
Chauncey, the son of soul, and you listen to the smooth, sultry sound of the Teddy Bear on LOTL, the Comfort Zone.
Standing right before you, help me. There is more to me, Queen Eliara of Elfgard, than my elven magic. Just as there's more to Geico than saving you money, Geico also gives you 24/7 access to licensed agents online, on the phone, or on the Geico app. And while I am a mighty elf queen, I am also a mighty big fan of barbecue potato chips. Minions! More smoky mesquite!
Geico. Expect great savings and a whole lot more.